Broadcasting from the Prime Meridian Bank Studios in the capital city of Tallahassee, this is Front Row Knowles with Tom Block and Keith Jones. Front Row Knowles is brought to you by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way.
Good day, everybody. Tom and KJ back with you. This is Front Row Knowles. Keith, always good to see you, especially in a game week. How are you, sir?
Why did you take my words right out of my mouth? I thought you were going to cut off there at the end, and I could go, and especially in a game week.
I'm just going to say, maybe it's age, Keith, but this offseason wasn't as long. I mean, I feel like we actually had enough, and here we are. We're kicking off on Sunday.
It certainly felt like it was much quicker than last year. There's no question. I think much of that had to do with the fact at least there was something going on. You didn't have kids strewn all over the state, all over the Southeast, and having to conduct meetings by Zoom as you did last year. So I'm excited. I was on campus on Tuesday and got to hear the Chiefs practicing, and I'm ready.
Mike Norvell's got to be ready. I mean, think about what he walked into. The dream opportunity to coach at Florida State, and then you go through a COVID year, and I'm not just talking wins and losses, but it was just not a normal year. So, Keith, we got a 7:30 kickoff coming up on Sunday. The lots open at noon, so we've got extended tailgating. There's no limited capacity. It's the 75th anniversary of FSU football. There'll be a moment of silence before the game, as there always is, to remember the fallen from the past year. And unfortunately, on the Florida State side, that includes Bobby Bowden. And then right after that, there's going to be an Air Force flyover with four F-16 Fighting Falcons. And then we're going to play Notre Dame. So I'm making a lot of points here to say I think it's going to be a pretty charged up crowd on Sunday night. What do you think?
And typically on a Sunday night, you'd be worried about, you know, having to get up and go to work the next morning. But it's Labor Day weekend, so most folks will be off. So I think it will be a much enhanced crowd in terms of their enthusiasm. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike Norvell certainly will be, too. The team will be doing the legacy walk, I think, at 5:15. They get dropped off right between the circus and Hauser Stadium, if you're interested in participating in that, and really the first go of this magnitude for this full coaching staff. In terms of on-the-field stuff, Keith, the depth chart was released after much gnashing of teeth for 3.5 weeks when nobody could talk about who was getting more reps or who was projected to be the starter. We now have a list of who's projected. And, of course, we have that big two-letter word, or. O-R. Jordan Travis. Or Milton. So what do you think?
Well, I got confused because J becomes before M, so Jordan should be before Milton. But then Travis McKenzie should have been ahead of Travis. So I think there's a double whammy there. There should be two ors because they've got them both ways, first name versus last name.
I don't know who it'll be that comes out first. I'm pretty confident that both are going to play on Sunday, though. What do you think?
Well, the thing that has really surprised is not the right word, but the thing that has intrigued me and maybe others of our listeners is, by all accounts, Jordan Travis has made significant strides from this time last year till now. I don't know. Personally, I think McKenzie would be who I'll go with, but I do believe that there's been significant improvement made. So that whichever one or both that plays, I think we're going to see some quarterback play that will excite us.
I'm excited in general. And coming up on today's show, next segment, we'll be joined by our broadcast colleague, partner, William Barnum Floyd, former FSU fullback, who's back for another year. He's been doing this since Bobby's last year, coaching Florida State. And then Patrick Burnham, who's been with the Osceola for some time. His brother is now part of Mike Norvell's extended staff, if you will, as a defensive analyst. And his dad was Wally Burnham, a longtime linebackers coach under Mickey and for 8 years or so, right as the dynasty was getting going. So we'll break down a little bit more detail. I don't know that there were too many surprises there. I think you feel better about the offensive line when you see some familiar names back there, some guys were in and out during the fall. On the defensive line, that seems to be what's gotten the most talk this fall. Now, we'll see in a game, and they'll get tested against Notre Dame, but it really looks like Norvell and company, for all the transfers they brought in, I don't know if any two are going to be bigger than the starting defensive ends, both transfers, and both have had good camps.
They have, and one of the things you always worry about when you bring in upperclassmen as opposed to high school kids is how do they fit in with everybody else? And I think the camaraderie, at least as an outsider looking in about what's said, how they conduct themselves, the reported stories, this is a group that has become very cohesive quite quickly, you know, given the fact that there's 20, 21 new high school kids and what, 15 transfers. I mean, that's a large influx of new people that seems to have assimilated quite well. And we've seen that be very, very valuable on the basketball side with Leonard Hamilton squads. And I can't help but think it will also be very helpful, obviously, on the football side.
Two names of intrigue, Keith, and we'll ask Pat about this because was a lot of hype. And then I feel like it was sort of mixed comments that I heard over the course of fall camp. One is Andrew Parchment, the receiver who transferred in and seemed like it was up and down. And he's fairly key because if he can be dependable and stretch the field, that opens up your offense a lot. The other is Amari Gaynor, who's a local kid from Childs High School, and he's moved around some positions. But as we talked about linebackers, didn't feel like his name came up as much. So I don't know if wild card is the right term for either of those, but I feel like either of them are making headlines for the right reasons. That might bode well for the offense and defense respectively.
There's certainly an argument to be made with both of those kids, Amari coming in as a freshman and Parchment coming in as a transfer, that maybe the expectation was too high too early. And as a result, you know, there was some setbacks and some learning curves and you know, people got down too quickly. Both of them have unique talents, so they can translate that talent into how it works within the system. They both have some outstanding upside. There's no question.
Again, Patrick Burnham from the Osceola will join us in two segments, and we'll ask him about those two players in particular. We'll stroll down memory lane with William Floyd, talk a little bit about Bobby Bowden, and also about that game of the century, FSU versus Notre Dame from 1993 when Bar None joined us. I'll remind you, we got a big weekend ahead, 5 to 10, Saturday night block party at College Town, and then the 7:30 kick against Notre Dame. The tailgate lots open at noon. It's going to be a big, big Labor Day weekend in Tallahassee, and this show will get you set for it. So stay with us as we are just getting cranked up, just getting started here on Front Row Knowles on 93.3 Real Talk Tallahassee.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck, when a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank, Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bob Hobbs. We're always talking about getting your best deals, your best trade, and your best financing. But with these challenging times, we wanted you to know, if you can't make it in, we'll even bring the car to you, and we'll appraise your vehicle at your home or business. And for all our service customers that can't make it in, we'll pick up your vehicle, get it serviced, and bring it back to you. We just want to make it easy to do business. We appreciate our customers and want to say thank you for your business. So whether it's sales or service, come by and see us or check us out at HobsonChevrolet.com. Buy and service your vehicle the Hobson way.
Front Row Knowles is presented by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way. Now back to Tom and Keith.
Welcome back to Front Row Knowles. Time to crank open that Earl Bacon Agency hotline, the Earl Bacon Agency, ensuring your future together. We say hello to a longtime friend and one of the most big-time Seminoles of them all, William Barnon. Floyd is on the line with us. How are you, Barnon?
I am doing great. It's an honor to be on this show with you and KJ, so let's get it done, baby.
Of course, you and I work together on the Seminole Radio Network, and we've both been at that a while, and which means we always get excited because we get to be a part of the festivities each and every year, which truly is a privilege. But what are you most excited about as we get closer to this Notre Dame game, William?
Really and truly, honestly, TB, it's us getting back in the booth together and actually looking at the game and working at the game like, you know, we have in the past. You know, last year was just a crazy year. So trying to have just a little bit of normalcy, getting back up there in the booth together and getting it done is what I'm really looking forward to. So hopefully if we get everything goes smooth enough, we can keep it going for the season.
Barnon, you and your family reside down in the Orlando area. What are the folks in Central Florida saying as they look forward to the FSU season?
Oh, man, everybody's excited about it. You know, finally got, you know, a full year up under us. Everybody being able to work together, kind of build some chemistry. You know, you got a good battle at quarterback. You know, got some new kids in there. So just excited to see how the season is going to go. And I'm pretty sure it'll go a little bit better than last year.
You talk about returning to normalcy. Think about for Coach Norvell, William. He's not had an experience like what he'll have this weekend in terms of a packed house. I mean, we were in capacity crowds last year, a primetime affair. And, I think the jury will be out on how ready for primetime Florida State is. But I do know that I've been impressed with what I've seen from camp. What have you gleaned so far from your contacts and your, familiarity with the program?
Well, just, a lot of the kids are just buying into what Coach Norvell is saying, what that coaching staff is trying to put together up there. And when you have everybody on the same page, you have a lot better chance at success, you know, as opposed to, you know, people with different philosophies pulling different ways. So everybody's on the same page. And I think that's the most positive thing about what's going on up there. And then again, you know, you got some players in some key positions that, you know, proven they can get it done. And if we can make sure we hold things together up front on both sides of the football, I think we have the athletes to compete with anybody.
Barnon, you've always been an excitable guy, an enthusiastic guy. How nice is it going to be to see the Marching Chiefs on the actual field and a big-time opponent in Notre Dame coming in a full house?
Well, I think it's just a lot of pageantry going to be, you know, involved in that game. Of course, I know we're going to be showing a lot of love to Coach Bowden all day. I'm pretty sure throughout the whole broadcast they're going to be doing it on TV all night. And then, you know, with that, you know, that extra with the Marching Chiefs and, you know, everybody doing the chop in the stadium and just, you know, hyped and crunked up, man, it's going to be an exciting event. So I'm really excited about the fact that we're going to get out there and play Notre Dame at home and have an opportunity to kind of show everybody where we're at, you know, early in the season.
William, you and I connected recently, but in this vein, what story, what personal anecdote or story can you share about your relationship with Coach Bowden?
Oh, man. I mean, I was that 19-year-old dad, so I had a lot of questions, and I had a lot of advice from him, too, about, you know, how to raise that kid, and he's actually in Tallahassee now trying to fight his way up there to earn his way. So, but, you know, it was really – just an honor, you know, to be able to play for somebody who touched so many lives. And I think that Derrick Brooks said it best that, you know, if Coach Bowden made you feel like, you know, he knew you forever. You know, he called your buddy. He might not remember your name. He might remember your face. But at the same time, he was always, you know, that person that was open and always giving great advice. And for me, you know, it was like a father figure. So, he will be, you know, missed, you know, and there are probably 90% of the stories that, you know, that are just personal to me and Coach that I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about. But I will say this about coaches, you know, everybody called Coach a saint. I called him the prophet because everything he told me came true. He said, you're going to, you know, help him. He told me I was going to help him win his first national championship. I was going to get my degree and I was going to play in the NFL. And I always say dadgum and all, everything he said came true.
Well, Tommy, I will also tell you, and I don't think Barnon minds me sharing this, but many of us called him Coach. A few of us called him Bobby, but Barnon called him Dad. Mm-hmm. That was his name, and that's how much William looked up to him. And I've always appreciated that, you, Barnon. I thought that was a wonderful tribute to that relationship.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I was up there mid-June. You know, right when that news came out, we were up there dropping my son off, and I was like, man, I think I should go by here and see Coach. And my wife kind of nudged me by. She was like, yeah, you definitely need to go by and see him. So I called over and he answered the phone. He was like, yeah, come on over and see me. So I got on the phone with Miss Sue and she told me to come on over too. It was okay. So I went over and saw him and had a good conversation, man, for about 30, 45 minutes. We just talked about old times and laughed. And it was just like sitting up there with the same coach I was sitting up there with at 19 years old. So I was so honored to be able to have, you know, that last, you know, the conversation with him, and I'm glad I did get a chance to go by there and see him.
We're talking with William Floyd, former Florida State fullback. Bar none, you mentioned your son a couple times. He's a walk-on on this year's team. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a walk-on trying to get it done up there, earn his way, man. He was like, he had a couple of offers, a couple of little smaller, medium-sized schools, but he was like, man, it's Florida State his whole life. That's all he's wanted to do, so he's willing to go up there and earn his way, man. So I was like, hey, if you're willing to go up there and earn your way, you're going to get those grades first and make sure you get that degree, and that's what's most important. Dad's going to support you with the rest. So, hey, let's get it done.
What's he said about the experience so far?
Man, he is loving life right now. He's really just loving being a college student athlete, you know, going to school, going to practice, working out with the team, being a part of it. So really excited about his opportunities, just really to get his degree and to just be, you know, one of those guys that's going to go out there and give it his all every time he gets an opportunity and hopefully earn it.
Now, wait a minute now, Barnon. Now, your body type was such that, you know, you were a little bit bigger guy, but still had plenty of quickness, plenty of feet, great hands. Didn't mind blocking. Loved to tote the rock, but didn't mind blocking. Do we have another fullback, H-back on our hands, or is he going to be something a little different?
Oh, he's going to be different. He's defensive back, so he's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. You know, it was that corner, came up there at about 185. You know, he got on that training table, so went to about 200. So he's at free safety right now. Free safety or safety, I don't know which one of them. But somewhere back there in the secondary. So I got to make sure he gets all his secondary film in all the way from the 80s, from all those DBU that we had all the way from the 80s all the way to now.
I finally found out something I have in common with you guys. I put that freshman 15 on too when I got around the training table and when I went away from home.
Year. All of us do. All of us do, man. You don't understand, man. You got a little bit more of a selection to eat, you know. I mean, and then you're working out too. You're putting on those pounds. That muscle's turning into fat. So, yeah, you got to be careful about what you're getting done. So,
hey, Barnum, before we get back to this week's game, it occurs to me, you know, just as long as we're reminiscing here, Bobby's first title, you were part of the team, the 93 team. There was a bleak period there against this Sunday's opponent that we didn't feel very good about how that season was going to turn out. I'm just wondering if you can kind of, you know, capture what a difference a week makes from returning from South Bend on one Saturday and then seeing Notre Dame lose the following Saturday and knowing you were still going to get a chance to play for a title.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you just saw how great, even though we didn't come away with that victory, you just saw how great of a competition that was, because really, when you think about it, Notre Dame spent everything they had trying to stop us from winning that game, especially on that last drive, driving down the field, the emotional, you know, part of it just being sucked out of you. And then us on the flip side, seeing that, you know, when we get, you know, we're on the bus, we're riding home and we hear on the radio how close the game is, you know, we're like, man, is it really a chance that Notre Dame is about to lose to Boston College? And sure enough, as soon as I walk in the door at the dorm, the TV's on and we look at that kick, and the kick is look like it's going to go outside the right post, and it just, you know, curves back in there, a little draw back in there, and, man, we went crazy. And then we were motivated, of course, to go out there, and I think we beat North Carolina State 62-0 or 60-something, whatever it was, to nothing, because we're trying to make a statement, you know, like Matt asked us, after, you know, told the entire nation after that game, just give us one more chance. You remember Matt Fryer? Just give us one more chance. And, you know, we got the opportunity to get it.
The best thing about that national championship win over Nebraska is that it had happened in the Orange Bowl, because going back all the way back to ancient days, my days, we had never had any success in that daggum stadium. And boy, I was happy to come away with that national championship.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you think about it, in that same end zone right there, we had lost to Miami the previous year on the second wide right, you know, so in that same, you know, they could, you know, the kicker from Nebraska pulled that thing why I left. And I think it's just poetic justice that, you know, those two national championships, we lost 91 and 92 on the right, you know, wide right, that it came down to a field goal that we didn't have to kick, that somebody else had to kick to win it, and it went our way. So it worked out.
One of Coach Bowden's greatest lines on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, he says, and I quote, "I found out that wide left is much better than wide right."
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. And I concur. I concur with that one.
Hey, William, we all know Florida State's in the middle of a rebuild after the last couple of years. And again, everything seems pretty positive. I mean, the coach has done a great job recruiting. They brought in a lot of new faces via the transfer portal, including one at quarterback. I think there's a lot more team camaraderie, which you alluded to. But Florida State's not at the same place that Notre Dame is as a program right now. So what do you and you can dispute that if you like, but what do you see as the keys in this matchup on Sunday?
Well, I think it really boils down to what we've seen Notre Dame do and what Notre Dame is built to do, what they build their team to do, and that's come out there to control the line of scrimmages, especially offensively. All they want to do is lean on you for four quarters. Every once in a while, throw a play action on you, maybe the tight end across the field or down the middle, or, you know, the running back faking it to him and, you know, a stutter go on the outside. So, but that's all going to be set up through the run, you know. So if we can control the line of scrimmage, it's, you know, really just because you're going to have to do that thing for four quarters. You know, you know what? Both sides of the ball are really going to have to do their job if we're going to have a chance to beat Notre Dame. We got to do it up front.
Well, bar none, I look forward to working with you and Gino for yet another year. It'd be a fun ride. And, yeah, to your first point, here's to having some normalcy this year. It's at least going to be more normal than last year as we get back at it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you guys up in the booth, man. So take care and good talking to you, KJ, as always.
You, sir. You too, brother. You too.
All right. God bless, guys. Take care.
William Barnon Floyd back with more Front Row Knowles right after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your local independent auto owner's agent is the Earl Bacon Agency. Call us at 878-2121 or visit us on the web at earlbacon.com.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck. When a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank, Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.